Dave Deitz has spent the last few years invading the most inviting gatorland to be found in north central Florida. He squishes through and glides across marshlands here in Lake George near Gainesville, a spectacularly beautiful area of the state which is rarely interrupted except for an occasional fishing boat or Dave Deitz's airboat. With the help of the Game and Freshwater Fish Commission, Deitz is trying to learn all he can about the fabled alligator. His most recent experiments involve tracking the movement of the younger gators with electronic devices.
What we're hoping to do with these transmitters is get some idea of how far animals of this size move. The 3-foot alligator, roughly, is the size alligator that begins to move away from the area in which it was hatched. And by following these by radio, we can get some idea of what habitats these animals are likely to move into, whether or not they're able to successfully integrate themselves into a population of adult alligators, and if not, what happens to them.
Deitz is trying to learn other details about alligator behavior. How protective are the mothers of their young? How alert are the adult gators to distress calls of the infants? And how many alligators can be supported in a given area? In stressing the importance of alligators to Florida's ecology, Deitz says many game fish and other wildlife would not survive drought periods like the state is experiencing this summer without the deep spots or holes in the marshland dug by the gators. A behavior easy to understand once you've been here. On the day of this report, the surface water temperature stood at 99 degrees. John Thomas, keeping a respectable distance from the subject, reporting from Lake George. This is the nuclear training reactor at the University of Florida, where researchers have achieved a scientific breakthrough, the development of a continuous nuclear-powered laser beam.
This is our red nuclear-pumped helium neon light coming out of the reactor. This is a very fine beam of laser radiation, which is later processed and looked at with our various detection systems.
The immediate impact of this discovery will occur in space, where laser beams are expected to provide heat, power, and communications for manned space stations and space vehicles. Scientists hope the lasers can be energized by orbiting nuclear power stations. Dudley Carter is one of the excited young researchers responsible for this new development.
If you have an electrical laser, you have to first produce the electricity with a reactor or by burning coal or whatever. And this type process only gives you about 30% of the energy from that you originally start with into electricity. And then the laser itself, all lasers are roughly 1% accurate. So you come out with 1/3% of the original energy gets turned into light energy. With the nuclear powered laser, what is done is the energy from the reactor is directly converted into the energy of the laser.
Nuclear powered laser beams are nothing new, but until now they have all been intermittent bursts of light. It was believed the more efficient continuous beams required far too much power. Project Director Richard Schneider has learned that is no longer true.
What we have shown here in Florida is that you don't need such a high power level, that you indeed can do it with a reasonable powered reactor, even a small one like the one in Florida.
Schneider and his research team are convinced that one day laser beams will cook our food, heat, cool, and light our homes, and transmit our telephone calls and television pictures. Laser power will be used in space initially, but practical laser application on Earth could be no more than 10 years away. This discovery at the University of Florida moves us closer to that reality. John Thomas, reporting from Gainesville.